You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Spring break edition of Soundtracks, woohoo!
Not really though, it's the Spring Breakers edition of Soundtracks. So whether you're soaking up the sun or sucking in cold wind, you're going to enjoy today's score, featuring not one, but two Grammy Award winning producers. One, Cliff Martinez, two, Sonny Moore, aka Skrillex. Yes, this film has been on my radar for quite a while, and it is only through the good graces of Big Beat and Atlantic Records that I am able to show it to you, so big thank you to them for that. Thanks as well for Cine Media Promotions for hooking me up. And I'm really impressed with how this came out. Now, I know some of you may not be the biggest fans of the dubstep variety. Have no fear. Skrillex does not really highlight his dubstep throughout this score as much as he does, typically. He does more of his regular producing, for those of you familiar with his music. Some of his more DJ material is featured on this, although I will not lie to you, there is some dubstep. With that said, you're going to be hearing some songs on the score today that are done exclusively by Skrillex, some that are done exclusively by Martinez, and some that are done by two of them collaboratively, and James Franco rapping. All that and more, but first, let's start off with one of Skrillex's songs. With You, Friends, Long Drive, and it's an exclusive Skrillex track, and it's only right here on Soundtracks.
Oh, time. Bye. Miss you.
With you, friends, right here on Soundtracks, that one, of course, being an exclusive Skrillex contribution to the score, which features other artists such as Rick Ross, Meek Mill, and many others. So, obviously, we're all excited to see a bunch of Disney starlets cut loose in Spring Breakers, but something that's really gotten me more excited for this film is the score, which I've been listening to extensively over the past couple hours, and I probably will be listening to it throughout the majority of my actual spring break. Cliff Martinez and Skrillex, such an odd combination when you put the two together. Something that I think best exemplifies Martinez's work is the Drive soundtrack. Listening to the score compositions from that, he has a kind of, he's good at the dark ambience. You hear the screeching sounds, kind of metal on metal, and then combining that with the kind of high pitch vocals that Skrillex does, and then his dubsteppy womps and chugs. I don't really know how else to describe it, but it's a very odd combination, but it sounds so awesome when you combine the two together. I'm not even kidding about it. I wish these two would do an actual full-length album where they collaborated with each other. I don't know if that's possible if you have two producers producing an album. I'm sure it's been done before. I'm just, you know, I don't know the science behind it. But enough of me rambling. Let's hear that at work. This song they did together, Son of Scary Monsters, is actually an homage to the first Skrillex hit song to really hit immense popularity in the US, and is also featured on the soundtrack Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. So here it is, Son of Scary Monsters, right here on Soundtracks. Son of Scary Monsters, right here on Soundtracks. We're covering the Spring Breakers soundtrack, courtesy of Big Beat and Atlantic Records and Cinemedia Promotions. Mick Jules here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. And one of the things that has people so drawn to this movie, besides the fact that we're going to see Selena Gomez and a bunch of other Disney starlets doing wildly inappropriate things, is James Franco's appearance. The internet lit up when they saw the picture of James Franco with the gold-studded teeth and the cornrows, pointing a gun in a vacation shirt, and a style that many at the time claimed to be Riff Raff, including Riff Raff, who hyped the film and said that Franco borrowed his appearance. James Franco then met with GQ and said that no, he didn't copy off Riff Raff. It was actually Danger Russ, who is a smaller known underground rapper from around the same area as Riff Raff, which pissed Riff Raff. It's really hard to say Riff Raff so many times in a little segment. So which Riff Raff gets pissed and takes all over the internet claiming it was stolen from, and he sends an email to Complex Email that reads, "This needs to be sent to all blogs. If he says he was trying to mimic this dude from Florida, then why doesn't he have dreads? No, he isn't dressed like the guy in this picture. Franco has braids equals riffraff, colored beads equals riffraff, grill in his mouth equals riffraff, rings and jewelry equals riffraff, colorful clothes equals riffraff. Why all the lies, Franco? The storyline ain't mine, but no one on earth can deny that James Franco's image and appearance characteristics are riffraff all day. That's why he won't say that Harmony sent him videos of riffraff. That's where he got my style from. Ask him that." Now, besides the third person musings of riffraff, I might be inclined to make the claim that almost all the things that he said were exclusively riffraff were not exclusively even riffraffs to take. Colorful shirts, braids, all the like have been done formerly in the rap game. So, I mean, to each his own, but for what it's worth, Dangerous himself even goes out and says that Franco did borrow a little bit from Riff Raff in terms of style, and also would like the world to know that he has dreadlocks and not braids. So, we have a song featuring Dangerous and James Franco called "Hangin' with the Dope Boys." It's James Franco rapping, and you're only going to hear it here on Soundtracks.
While Peter Piper was picking peppers, I was selling yo at the corner store. I started out with 35 grams, still got about a half a hole to go. My dope locking, my fort talking, crack dancing, it's moonwalking. In the alley, serving buddies, chicken heads, balk balking. Junkies at my door, they know the secret knock. It go, one time for the reefer, two times for the rock. Baking soda, my best friend, my fork is my fiance. I crack pot, sing and dance. I call that bitch Beyonce. Get an ounce for $8.50, but the super clean cost a stack though. If your money right and you see the light, knock two times at the back door. My pants sag to my ass show. Jeans fresh out the cleaner. But you need some beans and weed, a couple grams of that Tina. My first gift was a toy stove. My first word was Pyrex. Used to weigh it on the digit, time it on the Timex. My whip game so sick, man. I swear, boy, no joking. Sometimes I videotape it and play it back in slow motion. Cause I'm hanging with the dope boys. Hanging with the dope boys. My motherfucking wrist go ham. Hanging with the dope boys. Hanging with the dope boys. Look at my wrist, goddamn. Hanging with the dope boys. 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 My plug is a Mexican, he no speak no English, so I got a translator telling me what he say. All we do is win. DJ, best surveillance in my house, they got that shit on replay. I'm surreal up in this bitch, I don't think you wanna touch me. All the fuck niggas hate me, all the bad bitches love me. I ain't come to walk it out, I ain't come to dug it. Bitch, I'm the shit, I belong in a huggy. My arm tied, my wrist soaked, I just whipped up six holes. My base geek, paranoid, walk around on they tiptoes. Crackers watching, investigation, yo dope flow, levitation. All we do is count money, every day's a celebration. See my whole life being a street nigga, better bring heat with you if I beef with ya. My homeboy hide the coke and I pitch that bitch like a flea flicker. Dangerous, you could call me Danger. I keep that pistol on me like I'm Walker, Texas Ranger. Cause I'm hanging with the dope boys. Hanging with the dope boys. My motherfucking wrist go ham. Hanging with the dope boys. Hanging with the dope boys. Look at my wrist, goddamn. Hanging with the dope boys. 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 Hanging, 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 hanging. My dick stand by 10 inches, feeling like a black man. I just seen so many bricks, I'm feeling like I'm Shaq, man. Tattoo crazy, shout out to my tap man. I eat these motherfucking rappers, feeling like I'm Pac-Man. They wonder how I do it, I think they want the recipe. recipe. I told them baking soda, cocaine, cinnamon, and sesame. Dangerous got hard whites, dangerous got perp too. And I got 1,000 pills, them motherfuckers smurf blue. My sneakers ran me 200, my jeans ran me by another one. Bad bitch in my back seat with her hair done chewing bubble gum. Bitch, damn. Hanging with the dope boys.
Hanging with them dope boys.
Dope boys.
No spring breaker bitches.
Dope boy.
Vanessa,
dope
Ashley,
boy.
Selena.
Dope boy.
Right.
Dope boy.
Yeah. Dangerous with James Franco. Hanging with the dope boys. Probably not the club anthem you were expecting, but most likely the one you deserved. Right here on Soundtracks. We're recovering Spring Breakers. I am Mick Jost, your MC of sorts for the Spring Breakers edition of Soundtracks. And I happened to peep a couple early reviews of this film that apparently, when it was shown a preview, some other critics got their hands on it and kind of gave it a slamming for the unrealistic circumstances. To which I say, when you saw the trailer, did you really think there was going to be a realistic storyline about a bunch of high school to early college age girls not having any money for spring break and then robbing a store to get money to afford their spring break and then getting caught with an underground southern rapper in a drug ring? Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to suspend disbelief for just a little bit. I think this movie is more meant for us to strap in for the ride and enjoy it for what it is, to which I am definitely going to when it comes out in theaters. Personally, I can't wait to see James Franco in this movie. It's kind of weird, but I also think Selena Gomez, this will be a movie that she will long be remembered for. This may make or break her acting career post-Disney Channel. So, also interesting to see that. And like I said, the music is still very fantastic. Moving on to a track that Cliff Martinez himself did solo, and one of my personal favorites on the entire album, Your Friends Ain't Gonna Leave With You, right here on Soundtracks. Thank you. Your friends ain't gonna leave with you right here on Soundtracks. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and our time together has reached an end. It's been a good time. We've listened to many things. We've listened to dubstep, Cliff Martinez, James Franco rapping, and so much more. But it is time for me to say adieu to you, and hopefully you're subscribing to us on iTunes or following at Soundtracks on Twitter or on SoundCloud, one of the other outlets that you can do. And if you are, leave me some comments on the show. I always love to hear from the fans. Mick Jost at GeekTyrant.com. And please visit our archived episodes for your favorite movies if you want to just revisit some scores that you may consider buying in the future, or perhaps just want to reminisce on the great film that you saw. So with that, I am out for the day. Going to leave you with one more track before I go. This is Skrillex's Going Down remix by Birdie Nom Nom. Probably the weirdest thing I've ever said to close out a show, right here on Soundtracks.
What you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.